New Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 15th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. This year is flying by, is it not? I can't believe we're almost halfway through this year. While we wait and see if North Idaho Exposed is calling in, I wanted to get this in now. You know, we got him. Okay. Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning, RBN. Thanks for having me, Farron.
Hey, I'm glad to have you on. You're one of the few people that's gave me some information about the pushback against the Drag Queen Story Hour. The one you're discussing is the one in Spokane, Washington, and there's a group of women that's organized to protest against it. Just tell us a little bit about your interview, what's going on there, and kind of update the audience of what's happening.
Okay. Well, Miss Anna Bohatch started 500 Moms Strong, I believe it was beginning of June. That's when they set up the Drag Queen Story Hour at the South Hill Spokane Library. And today there's a protest and a counter-protest for people that are showing up for the Drag Queen Story Hour. It looks like those same people are going to be showing up for the counter-protest. And, of course, this is causing a lot of contention. So she's been getting some threats. I guess this one person or people said that they're going to rape Anna's husband. And so the authorities are on the job there, taking care of that. So it's caused a lot of problems in her life here. But it's going to be today at the South Hill Spokane Library from 2 to 5 p.m. I think they're actually going to start at 1. The protest will be at 1. And the actual story hour is at 2 p.m. And it goes for, I believe, an hour. And also there's an op-ed that was written by Sean Vestal of the Spokesman Review on June 12th because Miss Anna Bohatch of 500 Moms Strong basically compared blackface, your drag queens, to blackface. And so this guy Sean Vestal wrote an op-ed, and his op-ed is titled "Don't Compare a Drag Queen to a Black-Faced Minstrel." And you might want to read this, Farron, because I think you'll really get a chuckle out of it. And then to the Spokesman Review's credit, they did actually post Anna Bohatch's. She had written the counter op-ed, and so they did post that yesterday on June 14th, and I reached out to her last night, and she said that they just published it, and that she wanted to add that. So that's kind of what's going on today, and just let me know what other questions you have.
So, Casey, you operate North Idaho Exposed. I know you've got a YouTube channel, and I want to commend you for, you know, getting involved in this. Have they had this event at this particular library before, or do you know?
I don't think so. No, I believe this is the first time. There's actually another event on June 22nd. From 2 to 3 at the library on Main Avenue. So there's two events. I believe this is the first time. And you know, we'd seen this happen in California, you know, a handful of years ago, or like 2 years ago maybe, or something like that, where Drag Queen Story Hour really got started, and we never thought we were going to see it in our area. Like that gentleman from New Jersey who called in, I believe, a month or two ago, talking about it at his library. You know, it just was pretty unnerving to hear that happening there. And then I see on the events page it's in Iowa. It's all over the place now. You just do a little digging on it.
Yeah, you can Google Drag Queen Story Hour. They have their own website if you're looking for these insane pictures of these drag queens in their demonic clown makeup. It's all there. And so do you have any idea what kind of numbers might turn out protesting against this? Do you have any guesstimate?
Well, Facebook is just saying on the protest page there's about maybe 80 people that's saying they're going to show up for the protest, and then there's a couple hundred interested. On the Drag Queen Story Hour, there's just for the Story Hour itself, there's like 1,800 or 1,800 people interested, and I think like 400 people going. So it's like 4-1, what it sort of looks like as far as people showing up, as far as the turnout goes. And I mean, this is really, you know, I think a lot of this comes from the United Nations. It's, you know, the Sustainable Development Goals are being implemented right now. That's why this is happening. For instance, like goal number 5 of, I would suggest everybody just go look up Sustainable Development Goals. There's 17 goals. So goal number 5 is gender equality. Goal number 10 is reduced inequality. So, I mean, this is they've basically co-opted the mayors and the governors to implement this locally everywhere. So,
yeah, this thing, they've had it in some of the bigger cities here in North Carolina. And you make a good point, Casey, because this is not organic. This isn't just a group of drag queens that came together and said, hey, let's see if the local library would let us books to 3- and 4-year-old children. This thing is being funded. It is being organized. It is deliberately being shoved down our throat. It's too big of an organization. I mean, they've got chapters not even, you know, outside the country too. So it's not just national, it's international. And you Absolutely. Make a great point. They're doing this to one, you know, this is my take, and I'll give you the opportunity. I don't really care what people do in the bedroom. There's no policemen in the bedroom. They can, you know, they can do whatever. Nobody's. But this is the justification, the glorification, and the normalization of this depravity in your face. And this used to be considered mental illness, and now it is being redirected as something that should be looked upon as not just normal, but as admirable. What's your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, you know, everyone has the right to express themselves and that sort of thing, but I think fundamentally it's people look at it as brainwashing children, and I think that's, you know, where the contention really is, you know. I think we can allow people to express themselves in public, but, you know, when you start indoctrinating children, then we can't, you know, we're losing our society. We all know that. Your callers are so smart. I can't wait to hear your callers either. So,
well, we're a society in decline. They had, I forget what city. I think it was San Antonio, but don't hold it to me, hold me to that. It was in Texas, and it turned out that one of the drag queens that was supposed to speak, or maybe did speak, was on the sex offender register. And so these are these are not, and I forget the guy's name. He works for InfoWars. He's been covering some of what's going on in Texas. They're having these things every weekend somewhere, and maybe simultaneously, and through the week as well. So, one, Casey, I appreciate the work you're doing. I listened to the interview that you did with the lady that's in charge of 500 Moms Strong. I commend her. We need more pushback. This thing's going to go to the streets. We got to go out to these type of events and hold up signs and shine a light on it, because just like I was saying earlier, I was talking to a guy, I just call him a normie because he's a normal guy. He doesn't listen to RBN. He probably, you know, he watches Fox News and thinks that he's informed. But he had just found out about this Drag Queen Story Hour, and he was totally appalled by it. And so, you know, we've got to educate everyone we can, because this has got shock and awe to regular normal people, especially the Christian community. So I want to thank you for the work that you're doing. And next week, I'm going to have William Gein on second hour. I know you're behind me time-wise, but if you would have time in the first hour, maybe toward the end of the first hour, and you'd like to call in and give us an update of how the event went, how it turned out, if it was peaceful, that type of thing, you know, you're more than happy to. And again, I appreciate you coming on today. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add if you want to? If you want to share your YouTube channel so people can listen to that interview, feel free to also.
Sure, thank you. It's just North Idaho Exposed. My channel has been demonetized, so I don't really care so much about promotion or anything like that. If you want to listen to the interview, it's on there. I'm really digging into the United Nations plan being implemented in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho right now. It's called CDA 2030. I have a Facebook page called the same name. I'm trying to battle it here, and we'll be on the ground today at the protest, hopefully with Readout News. She had some personal things going on. There'll be undercover police there, and there'll be other people there watching the media, let's just say. So I will call in next week and update you. Thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, again, that's North Idaho Exposed, Casey. You know, if you're in the Spokane, Washington area, you know, look into that. All you got to do is Google Drag Queen Story Hour. It'll come up. It'll give you the address and all the information. So, I mean, if this thing comes anywhere near me, I'll be there. Trust you me. So, with Bullhorn in tow. I wanted to get this in. We'll be going to calls here shortly, so everybody bear with me. I wanted to get this in because no one is covering this one in the news, and it's totally insane. A controversial arms deal for Arab allies approved by the Trump administration will allow U.S. high-tech bomb parts to be manufactured in Saudi Arabia, giving Riyadh unprecedented access to sensitive weapon technology. Now, this is NBC News. So the mainstream media reports this stuff. They never put it on the world news so people would know. You got to look at the websites. But the production arrangement is part of a larger $8.1 billion arms package for Saudi Arabia. You remember me harping on this a week or two ago, how insane it was to sell, of all countries, Saudi Arabia $8.1 billion. Well, they're actually going to let Saudi Arabia start manufacturing some of this weaponry. The United Arab Emirates and Jordan announced 2 weeks ago the Trump administration pressed ahead with the sale without congressional approval, declaring an emergency based on what it said was the heightened threat from Iran. Owen Shorer, I may not be pronouncing that right, is the guy in Texas that's covering the Drag Queen Story Hour events and will be at one today in Leander, Texas, outside of Austin. So if you're in the Texas... Leander, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't pronounce that correctly. So these events are happening all over the place. And, you know, the people, this would be great events to mobilize churches at if they've, you know, if any of the churches have the guts to go out and actually take to the street and protest complete immorality and depravity. So anyway, I wanted to get this in that part of the $8.1 billion arms deal that Trump is doing with Saudi Arabia under the declaration of an emergency is going to give U.S. high-tech bomb parts to be manufactured in Saudi Arabia. I think that's totally insane. Arming all of these insane countries is only going to lead to more war. This is not an avenue to peace. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. The other thing, the U.S. Treasury Department announced on Tuesday of this past week that it had imposed sanctions on three individuals and 13 entities over their alleged financial support of Syrian President Bashar Assad. This thing never ends. Among those targeted by the new restrictions was Syrian businessman Samer Fass, who U.S. Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence described as an oligarch directly supporting the murderous Assad regime. So I just wanted to let everyone know that even though it may not be in the news, the Trump administration and the U.S. government is still doing everything they possibly can to destabilize and undermine Assad. And the other thing is, the news isn't covering it, but this past week, Israel's been bombing in Syria practically daily. Some of it's attempted bombing because the Russian weaponry is taking down their missiles. I mean, we have got a powder keg, an intentionally created powder keg, to lead us into World War III in every possible way. Israel and Syria, the endless demonization of Iran, and this, I believe it's a false flag on the tankers in the Gulf to justify. If they give the people some $5 or $6 gallon gas in America, they'll be willing to go to war with Iran, maybe. I don't know, but I mean, that's the direction it's going. Okay, we've got phone lines getting stacked. We're going to go to John in Tennessee, Jerry in Texas, Frank in North Carolina, and Art off the grid coming up. John, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing well, Farron. Good to hear your voice. Good. This isn't the reason that I called, but your last the conversation you had just a minute ago. You know, are you familiar with Aaron and Melissa Dykes at True Stream Media?
Oh, yeah. I've watched a bunch of their videos.
Have you watched The Minds of Men yet?
I have. It's been a while. I got into that Truth Stream. I forget who called in. It's probably been a year ago. I've watched a lot of their videos, and they do one heck of a great job.
Well, you wonder how we could, how things could be going on and how people can all of a sudden just be going off the hook. You know, they were controlling a bull with a remote control in a bull ring in the 1960s.
I've got that video.
Human mind.
I've got that video, and it is, if anyone doesn't know what John's talking about, I've got that video. That exists. It's real, and it's worth a look. See if you can still find it on YouTube. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
That's okay. And since we are electrical beings, and they have, I believe, not only mapped the human genome, they've mapped the human brain. Fearing we're carrying around a control device in our pocket. If we allow ourselves to be susceptible to it, you know, that's why these people fly from Alaska through Minnesota to Florida and shoot up the airport and then lay down on the ground. You know, they're being controlled. It is about the minds of men. And what is RBN's motto? It's about control, because you can't handle the truth. About control. Now, to get back to what you were talking about earlier with the Gulf, you know, the Gulf of Oman, isn't it funny that before the fires were actually burning well, if a crude oil tanker can burn well, they were already blaming Iran. I believe, Farron, although I don't know whose ships, who they were flagged to, while the crew was rescued, nobody died. So are we witnessing, or have we witnessed, a real-life Gulf of Tonkin, or another liberty to push America into a Middle East war? I'm with you. I say, yes, we have. Yes, we are. And with regards to false flags, isn't it amazing how often ships are involved with the Maine and the Lusitania and, you know, the, you know, charge up San Juan Hill going into the Spanish American War, the Gulf of Tonkin, which the military exists, admitted in 1990 never occurred because the Vietnamese never had a navy, therefore could not fire a torpedo. So 50,000+ men, young men, died as a result of a lie, much like all of the men that are coming back maimed, and we call them invalids. I'm sorry. Isn't that amazing? And they wear a green uninformed to go to war.
Oh, it is.
You know,
the word speech is off the hook when you really think about it, you know.
And it's all around us, Farron. You know, I know that you've got a lot of people that want to call, but there's, once you take that red pill, it's hard to try and even find a blue pill. Sometimes you might want a blue pill, but you can't, because you talk about insomnia, mental insomnia. I can sleep peacefully at night, but I can never let my mind go back to sleep. It'll never happen. And it's because of people like you and people like RBN and people like Chris Hinckley and other individuals that kind of shook John in Tennessee out of his slumber. And I'm sure we've all got stories. And if RBN did it, and if Farron did it, and if Chris did it, and Art Off the Grid did it, and John did it, we owe it to others to kind of shake them, mentally shake them, get them awake, feed them small food, don't choke them. You know, you want to catch a big fish, you got to get some bait first, so you grow them. Anyway, thanks for what you do, man. Much more to say, but I want to make room. So take care.
Hey, thank you so much, John. Thank you so much. Jerry in Texas, the break's going to get you in about 2 minutes. I'll hold you over. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate your show. Interesting topics. Main reason I called in, and I'll drop this little tidbit and move on and let somebody else get in line, that's in line, get in there. This cross-dressing, the gay... our homosexual movement, excuse me, let's call a nation ace, spade to spade. You remember, it wasn't that many years ago that they, Boy Scouts of America, decided to let gay, homosexual scout leaders, troop leaders. And the stinking chickens. JP in the county precinct that I live in, his son was in the Boy Scouts. I said, what do you think about that? He said, well, so long as they keep their hands off my son, it's okay. And I looked at him, and I said, think about this. How do these people propagate? I said, it's through young people recruitment. He looked at me kind of funny, like, you know, he said, they can't reproduce. Sure they can. You get somebody young enough, you can sway them any way you want to. And, you know, how desensitized have you become? And I know you speak out against it, but how desensitized have you come, your friends, your family, because of all these homosexual, well, they got Pride parades now, Pride Day, the LGBTQXYZ clubs and what have you. They're propagating. So, anyway. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll just get out of the way.
Hey, thank you so much. And, yeah, you know, the Christian churches couldn't even keep the homosexuals out of the Boy Scouts. I thought that spoke volumes of how powerless and how liberal they had become. And I think it's pretty much ruined the Boy Scouts. I mean, in this area, in case people don't know, in this area, the Boy Scout camps are up for sale. They've closed down. So it's not worked in their favor. I wouldn't... And Jerry's right. We've all been conditioned, so to speak, by this. It's constantly in all the movies now. You can't, if you watch any movie that's made in like 2019, 2018, within the first 5 minutes is an X-rated sex scene of some sort. All right, we're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Break's probably going to get you. I'll hold you over. How you doing today, Frank?
Father's Day, Perrin. Happy Father's Day, Perrin. You know, when I was growing up back in the 70s, there were no homosexuals. I mean, we didn't even know what that was. We couldn't conceptualize it. You know, I mean, when we were young, adolescents and whatnot, I mean, it was later on, even I was able to go all through high school here in Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, small town, well, not real small, but medium sized town USA. I didn't even know there were gays then. I knew there were sissies. You know, that like to dress like, you know, dress GQ and like a certain way, and all the girls used to pawn all over them. And I thought there was something weird about them, and you find out later, years later, that they were gay. But yeah, we didn't even know about any of that back then. There was a character on Three's Company, which was this dumb comedy show about this guy, straight guy living with two girls, and the landlord wouldn't allow it except for the fact that he was gay. But he wasn't really gay. He was just playing gay. So that's how they got us to go along with it. And it was, you know, it was funny. It was amusing that they were tricking the landlord, you know.
Oh, yeah. John Ritter, Three's Company. We're coming up on a break. Hang on for me, Frank. And then we've got Art and Jay, Tony in Chicago, coming up. Back in moments.
Give me blood, give me blood, give me blood.
We're back on the alternative media. Sorry about that. We had a little technical issue. We're back with Frank. Then we got Art J and Tony in Chicago coming up. Frank, are you back with me?
Yeah, I'm back. We've come so far. Now it's, like you say, it's promoted everywhere. And, you know, back in the early days of all this, you know, the 90s and everything, you know, I was like, you know what, because I had a lot of libertarian leanings, and I'm like, well, I don't like police state. I don't want people, even if I disagree with them, I don't want to get into their business and their private lives and their bedrooms, whatever. Just so long as they keep it in the closet, in the bedroom, whatever, I'm not going to worry about it. But I'll be honest with you, I've come to hate these people. I know that's a strong word. People don't like it, but I'm a grown man. I can handle it. I hate fags. I hate these people, man. I hate these LGBT people. They make me sick. It's one thing to be sick, to be mentally ill, which, like you say, that's what they used to be considered back up until the 70s or so. And this was in science. They were considered to be mentally ill. They're disturbed people. Something happened to them. Maybe they were victimized. From what I understand, a lot. I mean, some of it maybe is environmental. I'm not close to the possibility of that, with all the stuff and the chemicals and everything. But a lot of it is they are preyed upon. Like the first caller stated, they're preyed upon. The weaker, more susceptible, vulnerable boys sometimes are preyed upon by these predatory, sick, possessed lowlifes. And it rewires their brain. It screws them up, and it really does a number on them. But the idea that we're supposed to celebrate this—not only are we supposed to accept it, we're supposed to get involved with it. Even if we're not, we're supposed to celebrate it and all that. What? Why being gay? Why is that something to be proud of? If I'm straight, it's just what I am. Why am I? I mean, what? If you're gay, if you like to have sex with another man, why are you proud of that? I mean, what is there to be proud of? They say they were born gay, but okay, well, I was born white. If I'm proud of that, it's called hate. Isn't that hateful? Aren't they being hateful against women when a gay man? You see the hypocrisy of all this.
The hypocrisy, if you burn an American flag, that's called free speech. If you burn the gay flag, that's called hate speech.
Or if you urinate on an Israeli flag, that's hate. Well, I tell you what, man, I don't know what I think about those guys, but I tell you what, that takes some nerve, man. I don't know, but I listened to a Rents. I was monitoring Rents and listened to quite a bit of it this week. He didn't mention William Gaynor Alley Pack one time, and I know you get a lot of interference on the radio when you start talking about Alley Pack, but I'll be real interested in hearing
Mr. Gain next week. Yep. We got music. Hey, thank you so much,
you
Frank.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist. Everyone else is a reality theorist. I didn't have time to tell Frank the music was getting him, so Frank dropped off. We're going to go to American Renegade Art Off the Grid. Art, how are you doing today, sir?
How's it going, Baron? I want to start out. First of all, thanks for that that plug there. I really appreciate it. But right now, there's no set schedule. It's just kind of whenever I feel like I can do I have enough to actually do something, make it worth firing up. I was able to find somebody to fund me for a year, so that worked out great on that. but if anybody's interested, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and just look up American Renegade with a space between them, and you'll see the first couple episodes there. Anyway, that previous caller, what's his name, Frank? I was loving it because what I really get a kick out of, what I really love, is when people can actually flip the argument. And it was so great when he said, you know, these gay men, are they not exercising hate against women? I mean, it was like absolutely fantastic because everything's about hate nowadays. Well, how about if we had a United Caucasian College Fund? Would we be racist? Would we be racist if we wanted a Caucasian entertainment television? Would I be considered racist if I want to refer to myself as Anglo-Saxon American? Would that be racist right there? This is absolutely ridiculous to the level that this has gotten. But with regards to what's happening with the children, last night on my broadcast, I referred to several times John's National Intel Report and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, how the 3 days have been really just focused on this. And I encouraged everybody to go to RBN and listen to that. If you haven't heard that, it's just 3 days of just, and it got started with Mark Anderson on Wednesday afternoon when he had one of those ladies on with him. And I talked about this last night, and, you know, I played a clip of a girl, the valedictorian, giving her speech, and she thanked all the teachers, and she was really cool, but then all of a sudden she flipped it. And she had nothing but criticism and ridicule for the counselors and the staff, the faculty, because she called them out for not being there when her, you know, through the entire year, her education, when parents would try to talk to them. The counselors were never available. They were never available to tell them about, you know, scholarship possibilities and such as that. But right at the end, all of a sudden, they were available to say congratulations and whatever. And she called them out for this. And, you know, I asked the question, well, why are the counselors not available? Well, they're available to do this indoctrination with all this crazy, weird, sexual nut job stuff going on. They're too focused on that, that to be of any real use to the student. And you know, I'm speaking from somebody who was brutalized as a child. I'm speaking from personal experience here. Okay? These people are sick. You know? It's a trauma I live with every day of my life, and I'm never going to escape it. But I've learned to live with what happened knowing that I wasn't at fault. This is absolute debauchery here. And, you know, they want to talk about how uncomfortable they feel around certain people like me. Well, you know, they don't understand how uncomfortable I feel when I'm in town and I have to go into a restroom to take care of my business. I don't know what kind of weird freak is going to come walking through that door. I'm a father. Thankfully, my daughter is, like, she's late 20s now. She's a grown girl. But heaven forbid one of my grandyoungins go in a ladies' room and I see some freak of nature walking there. I'm going to prison for the rest of my life, brother. I simply will not tolerate this crap. This is over the top. They can't be there for the real things that our children need them for when they're going through school, but they can sure be there to ram this debauchery straight down their throats. And they don't give a consideration one. On John's broadcast, I think it was Thursday, it might have been yesterday, he played a clip of these parents debating this issue, talking about how they think it's inappropriate for third graders to be exposed to this, but they'd be okay with fifth graders. I'm thinking to myself, sex education for me when I was growing up didn't even start till we were like 13. And then it was all about reproduction.
Well, I'm telling you, Art, we're living in the clown world. This thing's moving faster than I ever expected it, and people are accepting it better than I thought they ever would. I thought when it got to this level of depravity and immorality that maybe finally we would hear the Christian. But so far, you know, in this area where I live at, it's just not been the case. Well, I appreciate your phone call. I got a full stack, and we'll be doing good to get everybody in. I've got some that's been on hold practically this whole hour. But, Art, I appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And any way I can help you, let me know. And I always appreciate your phone call because there's a lot of people that feel just like you do, I'll guarantee. So thank you so much. All right, we've got Jay from West Virginia. Jay, how you doing? Thanks for holding. Then we got Tony, Michael, and Barbara coming up.
Good morning, Farron. The inmates are running the asylum.
Amen.
I think Congress should be classified as an insane asylum.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, the level that we see this buffoonery in Washington, D.C. is unbelievable. You know, Biden said if he was elected, his top priority was going to be LGBTQ rights.
It is absolute insanity. Well, I wanted to bring up one more time the Nationalist Solutions Conference that's going to happen in 2 weeks at Montgomery Bell State Park in Tennessee. And you can find out about this and register at nationalistsolutions.com. And it's going to be a great event. This is going to be the second year that they've had it. It's very, there's going to be great speakers. We're going to have Dr. Kevin McDonald. We're going to have Dr. David Duke. Dr. Michael Hill, James Edwards from the Political Cesspool, and so many others. So So this is going to be a really great event, and I hope anybody that can make it will contact nationalistsolutions.com, and the registration is $150, and we do have the whole state park. One of the reasons why it's somewhat expensive is because we have to book the whole state park, and we're good there. Last year, as well as last month, Jared Taylor's Ameren conference was at Montgomery Bell, and the state of Tennessee does a great job protecting our constitutional rights, and they keep the people who are the real haters who are trying to violate our civil rights. They keep them at bay. So again, I want to encourage everyone, if they can make it, come to Montgomery Bell State Park in Tennessee next week, or in 2 weeks.
That sounds like it's going to be a great event. Again, that website is nationalistsolutions.com. Solutions is plural. And so, June 28th through the 30th, it's presented by the American Freedom Party and the Council of Conservative Citizens. If anyone needs more information on that, they can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to pass that information on. Anything else you'd like to add, Jay?
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm sure hoping that you can make it.
I'll have to see how it all shakes out. I've got a couple of things that's up in the air, but we shall see. I would love to. I would love to. So we shall see.
And of course, I'm not sure if our good friend Frank from North Carolina can make it, but he'd be a great guy to have there. And I was hoping Frank would mention something that he mentioned last week, a slogan that I think is really good. Frank said, there's a slogan called, "We're straight, it's great, and we procreate."
That is good. That is good. Well, if you got Frank there, you need to have him. You need to give him at least an hour to speak.
Well, I hope both you and him can make it. And I guess that's about all I got. I know you got a lot of people that want to get on, so I'll sign off.
Hey, thank you so much, Jay. Thank you so much. Tony in Chicago, Michael in New York, Barbara in Georgia, a couple more. If everybody keep it to about 3 minutes or so, I'll get everybody on.
Yeah, okay, Farron. Two things. There needs to be a protest, okay? It should be the white nationalist protest of the summer on the steps of the Florida Capitol building in Tallahassee over this unconstitutional, outrageous law that this traitor just signed. Okay, and I just don't see it happening. I emailed the League of the South headquarters. I don't know who would do it, but someone needs to go up on those steps, okay, with the type of huge, outrageous signs that I've been painting up for decades, okay, 5 by 7 feet, 6 by 8 feet, with 1 foot thick black lettering, okay, going after everything that they don't want to hear in that bill, okay? Those definitions of so-called anti-Semitism, which just doesn't exist. There's no such thing as anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is free speech about Jews that Jews don't want to hear, okay? There needs to be signs, huge signs, block lettering, going over all those points about the satanic state of Israel, ADL Jews, the whole hoax, Jews did 9/11, everything that they don't want to hear. And that they eventually want to throw us in jail. But unfortunately, I don't see how that's going to happen. But if someone did pull a permit, I would paint those up. I would drive 1,000 miles down to Tallahassee and have to come back up here right away, which would kill me because I hate this area up here. I hate the city. Okay. But anyway, that's just food for thought. The next thing, and I'll just get to the point, look, I think about the only thing that's going to save us, okay, is that we do have an Ebola outbreak in this country, and I don't care what people think of me, I hope it happens, okay? Not a big one, but big enough, okay? Because that's about the only thing that is going to wake these people up in this country, okay? These white a-holes in this country who have dropped to such a pathetic level. And even that is not going to wake all of them up, but I think some of them would actually wake up if they're actually dying, okay? And they would demand that the border gets closed. But
It's just my opinion that I think they checked these people out before they let them in. This is a UN operation that they're flying them in. This is just it's just part of the UN refugee program that Congress appropriated $2.8 billion to flood this country, to fly these savages into this country from Africa. And most people don't even know. It's separate from the other refugee program. Okay? But, no, I do hope that happens because a lot of white people do deserve to get Ebola. And I don't care what anybody thinks about me by saying that. And I hope I wouldn't want to see a huge one, but hundreds. And then maybe there would be some opposition to what's going on in this country. Anything short of that, I just don't know. I think we're just going straight down the tube. We're going to have a communist government if Trump loses. And he's like I said, I don't know how far he's away from that. But we are really in a death spiral. That's my opinion. All right, I'll let you go. But we need that protest in Tallahassee. I just don't see it happening now. And it could be all over the Israeli websites. Just slam these people big time and say, hey, you're not going to shut us up. That law is so unconstitutional.
They're wanting to bring this law, too. I mean, I've been doing it, I don't know how long, 18 months, all these different state houses trying to put in place this definition of anti-Semitism. They're wanting to get it through. You know, it passed December before last in the Senate unanimously, but it failed in Congress. They're trying to get this in place for the criminalization of any criticism of Israel or any Jews, and they're successfully doing it. And, you know, I was thinking about this. One, if anything happens like what Tony says, if Ebola gets loose in this country, you know, that can be used to make darn sure that Trump loses the next election. And two, if Iran hates us so bad, wouldn't they be sending the Republic Guard over to Mexico to just mosey on in and get welfare and health care so that they could set up their destruction from within? But, you know, we don't see that happening. So there's a lot of ramifications here with this wide open border and what is happening. So, Tony, hey, thank you so much. If a protest gets started down there, you keep us apprised of it here. And thanks for the phone call. I'm going to go to Michael in New York. Then we're going to get Barbara. Barbara, you're hanging on. I'm going to get to you, I promise. Michael in New York, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Farron. All is well, sir. Hope all is well with you, too. As far as trying to stop our First Amendment rights, no executive order is going to happen. It just so good luck, Trump, you traitor SOB. But it ain't going to happen. And you talk about, you know, they want to talk about, the Jews want to talk about anti-Semitic. Well, they're more anti-Semitic than all of us because they're killing their neighbor Palestinians and Arabs. They're Semites, too. They never mention that little tidbit. They're half-brothers going all the way back. And so there's no way. There's no way anybody's silencing my free speech. They don't like it? Well, that's their problem. As far as the homosexuality nonsense in this country, this is what happens when the Americans tolerate even the first step. Well, homosexuality is normal back in the 90s. Oh, yeah, we got to accept that as normal. No, you can't do that because what's going to happen next? Well, they're normal, so they can get married. Well, now that they can get married, they can adopt kids. Well, hell, let's bring on transgenders and now pedophilia and then soon bestiality. It's unbelievable how the fools can tolerate what's intolerable from the very beginning without any resistance, especially as parents sending their kids to these government public school systems that are being brainwashed with this social engineering nonsense. That's pure insanity. So that's how that goes. Now, as far as with Iran, no question about it, it's got to be another Gulf of Tonkin scenario. As we've been saying for years, they need another major war because everything's going to crash economically. That's pending. We're getting closer. The shell games, the smoke and mirrors of keeping a false economy, a phony economy and stock market floating is over. They've ran out of all their options, and they know that. Everything is so deep in debt that it's just crash time. So they need a war. And as you mentioned, with Saudi Arabia and Trump allowing them to take control of ammunition and armaments manufacturing there, again, what does that tell us? I mean, these people are hell-bent on war. You know, farmers grow food to feed people. Carpenters build homes for people to live in. Warmongers build ammunition. And so, you know, the people just don't see that yet. It's just, all we can do is just prepare, because it's inevitable. And unfortunately, Tony, yes, it's over. There's no question it's over. Ebola will not wake up the people. They've already gotten this far. It's over. The only thing that's going to save everything is the big solar event that I mentioned quite a few times and then elaborated last time with you, Farron. And curiously, just this past week, I caught a replay of Stan Deo on the Hagman Report, and what caught my eye was the topic was a big solar event coming. So I tuned in, checked it out to see what they were covering, and, you know, they're coming up to speed. Something's happening with the sun. Something big is coming from the sun. And he actually stated the chemtrails are to block the sun. And not to geoengineer, as many have been saying, and Dean Wigington's one of them. And these guys, I'm not knocking them. They're very intelligent men. I'm not knocking them in any way, but they just drew the wrong conclusion. The chemtrails are primarily for one reason only. They're trying to block the sun to prevent or minimize something big that's going to happen with the sun. And so Stan has got his finger on it, but he still doesn't know exactly what this big solar event is. But they're all coming around to the perception of what's coming, though. And it's inevitable because these guys are intelligent, and pretty soon you got to connect all the dots. I knew about this for decades.
Let me, let me grab Barbara, or I'm not going to get to her, and she's been on hold about all hour. I'd like to talk to you about that more. Maybe I'll get with you, and we'll spend 15 minutes or something on air and talking about
what I would like.
But, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I've got a few that's not going to make it on, but I'm going to get to Barbara. Barbara, thank you for holding. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. They're yours.
Well, thank you, Farron. And I wanted to return to San Antonio and the Ebola people that have been imported into this country. And what I wanted to say is this. I've called both my senators and the governor's office here in Georgia, and then I even called Greg Abbott's office. And I presented them with this question: why is it that the CDC and the National Institutes of Health have patents on whole patents on the Ebola virus, as well as the vaccines that they're working on or that they've already developed, because they don't ever tell you what they've actually accomplished or done? And this was posted in Natural News. It goes back to 2004. Is when, well, the post is 2014, but the the patent started, I think, around 2004. And it just is mind-boggling how these offices just sit there and let the information roll off of them like water off a duck. Another item is that I was real concerned about where this Bridges woman was sending everybody, because she said she was going to get a hold of some cities around the country and then ship these people, okay, over to the different cities. Well, being in Atlanta and having had have a level 4 trauma center here with Emory, there are not that many level 4 trauma centers in the country. So you're going to have to use your mind and think, even though I'm trying to find out where she actually is sending these people, they're being extremely closed-mouthed concerning that issue. Ebola has evolved. And the article that Debbie Kidd posted on Rentz's website concerning it is well documented, and people who are interested need to see it, because Ebola is contagious. It is airborne. And for anybody to sit around and constantly tell you that it's only incubates for 21 days like some sort of a sock puppet like that Bridges woman is, and to actually believe what she's saying, you've got your head in the sand. I'm concerned also about the fact that these individuals who are infected with Ebola are going to be in these different cities, and we've got the 4th of July celebrations coming up. What a perfect opportunity to spread it around, okay? And nobody really be aware of it until it's too late. So that was basically what I wanted to say, and then I would like to end this way. Heaven has a wall and strict immigration policies, and hell has open borders. So pick it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I hadn't heard that one. Hey, thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you for holding and great information. Everybody's concerned. I mean, it's totally insanity for our borders to be wide open and bringing people in here from countries that – like the Congo, that maybe have Ebola. I mean, all of this is rest right at Donald Trump's feet. And I wanted to say quickly, Facebook has secured the backing of over a dozen companies for its upcoming Libra cryptocurrency set to be announced next week. So keep an eye on that. This may be the direction of the monetary system. I don't know. PayPal, Uber, Stripe, Booking.com, MasterCard, Visa, they're all involved in the creation through Facebook of this new cryptocurrency called the Libra, Libra. Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Control agents arrested a Mexican national with a history of immigration violations for allegedly carrying a Molotov cocktail as he crossed the border near Roma, Texas. I mean, this is complete dereliction of the duty of all of our Congress and senators. They don't represent us. They are intentionally, demographically destroying our country as we speak. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This